Good afternoon, dear students. In this session, I will discuss question number 6 in your GCE O-Level English Language Paper 1. Darwane, Adamama, Obage, Apos Sapele, English Bashawa, Prashna Patre, Palamu Patre, Prashnanka Haya, Sakacha Kirimata Balapurutuino. Children, please get ready with a notebook, a pen, and I can and I will workbook. Provided by the Provincial Department of Education. Panak, Potak, Ha, Madhyama Palat Adhyapana Departamento Magin, Obata Labadi Eti, I can and I will pota, Ubalangataba Ganna. Sama Vitama Avashya Ha, Obata Vedagate Hengena Karunu, Padama Sakachakaran Atara Turedi, Obata Satahan Karagana Puluan. Okay, what is question number 6? Yes, it is a writing question. Most of the time, you are asked to write a note or a notice in this question. Prashnanka hain boho vita obagin balapuruttu anne note ekak. Eki anne keti paniwideyak liwimata ho notice ekak. Eki anne දැන් වීමක් ලිවීමට මෙම ප්‍රශ්නය සඳහා ඔබට ලකුණු 5ක් හිමි වෙනවා කරුණ හෝ අන්තර්ගතය සඳහා ලකුණු 2ක්ද භාෂා භාවිතය හා ව්‍යාකරණ සඳහා ලකුණු 3ක්ද වශයෙන් You will be given 5 marks for this question 2 marks for content and 3 marks for language The word limit for this question is 40 to 50. Oba, obage note eka ho notice eka liyana vita wacana seemawa 40th 50th athara thaba ganeema wada yogyai. First, read the question and see whether you are asked to write a note or a notice. Then, underline it. ප්‍රශ්නේ හොඳින් කියවා බලා ඔබට ලිවීමට ඇත්තේ නෝට් එකක්ද එහෙමත් නැත්නම් නෝටිස් එකක්ද කියලා බලන්න. එම වචනය යටින් ඉරක් අඳින්න. After that, underline all the keywords and phrases. මෙහිදී keywords යනුවෙන් මා අදහස් කළේ පිළිතුර සඳහා ඇතුළත් කළ යුතු ප්‍රශ්නයේ සඳහන් වැදගත් වචන හෝ වාක්‍ය කණ්ඩයි. අපි උදාහරණ සාකච්ඡා කරන අතරතුරේ මේවා පිළිබඳව විස්තරාත්මකව කතා කරමු. These are some of the common instructions that you have to follow when handling question number 6. First, I will discuss how to write a note. What is a note? As I mentioned earlier, it is a short written message. Api note ekak liyanne ita keti paniwideyak denum deema sandahai. Is it official? No. Notes are informal. We usually write notes for our friends. Relatives or someone known to you. It is not a letter. Meya liyumak wage deerghawa liyanne ne. Duwe puthe api den balamu note ekaka aakrutiya ehemat naththam format eka koi wageida kiyala. There are a few important points to be noted when you write a note. First, we put the date, but it is not compulsory. Note ekak liyaddi apita dinaya dannat puluwan, nodama innat puluwan. You can write the date or you can leave it. You can put the date on top of the left hand corner or right hand corner. Then, the salutation. අපි ආමන්ත්‍රණ ලියන්නේ කොහොමද? Here we also write the salutation with dear or just the name. අපිට dear යන වචනය සමග පණිවිඩය ලබන්නාගේ නම සඳහන් කළ හැකි. එසේත් නැත්නම් නම පමණක් සඳහන් කළ හැකි. උදාහරණයක් වශයෙන් dear Amal. එහෙමත් නැත්නම් Amal යනුවෙන් සඳහන් කළ හැකි. Then comes the body. Here, when we write the body, you have to use a very friendly or casual language. Write very simple sentences. You have to write the message clearly. සරල වාක්‍ය රටා යොදා ගනිමින් වාක්‍ය කීපයකින් අපිට අවශ්‍ය පණිවිඩය ලිවීමට පුළුවන්. Your sentences should be to the point because we have only maximum 50 words. Within this word limit, you have to convey your message. Don't write, "How are you? I hope you are fine." You write those in an informal letter, but not in a note. Appi, "How are you? I hope you are keeping fine." වගේ වාක්‍ය නෝට් එකකදී ලියන්නේ නැහැ. Another point is, when you write your note, you can use contracted forms. For example, instead of I am, we can write I'm, I apostrophe M. I cannot, I can't. We have, we apostrophe VE. This is informal language. And the last, end. How do you end the note? Just write the name of the sender. Note එක අවසන් කිරීම සඳහා your loving friend, yours වැනි වාක්‍ය ඛණ්ඩ භාවිතා කරන්න එපා. යවන්නාගේ නම පමණක් සඳහන් කරන්න. Simply write your name or the name given in the question paper. සමහර අවස්ථාවල යවන්නාගේ නම දීලා තියෙනවා. ඒ අවස්ථාවල එම නමම සඳහන් කරන්න. Now let's look at an example. You miss the afternoon science class. Write a note to your friend asking the notes from him. Tell that you will return it as soon as you copy down the notes. I will repeat it once. You missed the afternoon science class. Write a note to your friend asking the notes from him. Tell that you will return it as soon as you copy down the notes. Did you write it, children? Now, let's look at the keywords. Shall we underline them? මොනවද මේ ප්‍රශ්නයේ තිබෙන ප්‍රධාන කරුණු? දරුවනේ, අපි මේවා හඳුනා ගත්තොත් ඒවා අපට අපේ නෝට් එක ලියන විට ඉතා වැදගත් වෙනවා. What is the first key point? Miss the afternoon science class. Please underline that. Then, your friend asking the note. underline that also. Then the third key point is you will return it as soon as you copy down the notes. Underline that phrase too. Duwe puthe, you yana wachane wenuwata I yanuwen yoda thaba ganna. All right. Shall we try to write the note now? Can you remember the format? What should you write first? Yes. The date. ඔබට මෙහිදී දිනය දාන්නත් පුළුවන් නැත්නම් නොදා ඉන්නත් පුළුවන්. මෙහිදී ලකුණු අඩු කිරීමක් සිදු කරන්නේ නැහැ. Next, you write the salutation. අපි හිතමු අමල්ට මේ නෝට් එක ලියනවා කියලා. එවිට ඉහළ වම් කෙළවරේ Dear Amal යනුවෙන් සඳහන් කර කොමාවක් දැමිය යුතුයි. Just like in Sinhala. ආමන්ත්‍රණයෙන් පසු කොමාවක් යෙදිය යුතුයි. If you are writing to Laksandi, how do you write? How do you write? Yes, you can write Dear Laksandi or Laksandi. Then the body of the note. What do you write in the body? Yes, the message. අපිට අවශ්‍ය පණිවිඩය අපි ලියමු. ඉහත සඳහන් කළ උදාහරණේ මෙසේජ් එක මොකක්ද? Yes. You missed the afternoon science class. මම ඉහතින් සඳහන් කළ පරිදි you වෙනුවට I යොදා මෙසේ වාක්‍ය සකසාගත හැකි. I missed the afternoon science class. I missed the afternoon science class. You can add a reason why you missed the class. අපට හේතුවක් එසේත් නැත්නම් reason එකක් කියන විට because, who, as යන පදය භාවිතා කිරීමට අවශ්‍යයි. When you give a reason, you have to use the word because or as and write a valid reason. You can also by heart some of the phrases that you can use as reasons. You can note down the following. As I had to go to the dentist. Number 2. Because I had an appointment with the dentist. Number 3. As I had an online exam. දරුවනේ මේ වගේ වාක්‍ය කීපයක් හේතු වශයෙන් පාඩම් කර මතක තබා ගත්තොත් විභාගයේ වෙලාවේ අමතර කාලයක් ඒ සඳහා අවශ්‍ය වන්නේ නැහැ. Okay, let's combine the two sentences. මට සයන්ස් ක්ලාස් එක මිස් වුණා දන්ත වෛද්‍යවරයා ළඟට යන්න තිබුණ නිසා. How do you tell this in English? I missed the afternoon science class as I had to go to the dentist. Okay, what will be the next sentence? You have to ask for the notes. නැවත දීමට පොරොන්දුවෙන් යමක් ලබා ගන්නවා නම් අපි borrow borrow යන වචනය පාවිච්චි කරනවා. Now how do we write it? Can I borrow your notes? Can I borrow your notes? And the last key point, Shall we make a sentence? I will return it as soon as I copy down the note. Mehidi, you yana vachane venuata, I yana vachane pamanai api bhavita kale. Evita prashnaye api underline karagat vakya e aakaretama liyanna puluwan. After that, write your name at the bottom of the notice. Api den sampurna note eka balamu. Balanna obath me aakarayata liyage nadda kiyala. We start with the date. Then, dear Amal, comma. I missed the afternoon science class as I had to go to the dentist. Can I borrow your notes? Question mark. I will return it as soon as I copy down the notes. Muhammad. I will repeat it. Dear Amal, I miss the afternoon science class as I had to go to the dentist. Can I borrow your notes? I will return it as soon as I copy down the notes. Mohan. Let's look at another example. Take out your I can and I will book and turn to page 45. Let's discuss activity 14 on page number 45. This question appeared in GC O-level paper 2018. You are interested in joining an English camp with your best friend after the examination. You went to her place to talk about it, but your friend was not at home. Write a note to be left in her letterbox telling her about it. Use about 40 to 50 words. Include when you came, why you came, ask him or her to call back. Now you can underline the keywords. Take a red pen and underline all the important words and phrases. Okay, what are the keywords you find in this question? You can include these keywords and phrases in your answer. These are the keywords. When you came, why you came, call back, interested in joining an English camp with best friend after the examination, went to place to talk about it, friend was not at home. Now let's write the note. 17th 6 2021. Hiruni, I heard there is an English camp in our school. I am interested in joining it with you after the exam. I came to your place yesterday to talk about it, but you were not at home. Can you please call me back? Charudya. I will read it once again. 17th 6 2021. Hiruni, I heard there is an English camp in our school. I am interested in joining it with you after the exam. I came to your place yesterday to talk about it. But you were not at home. Can you please call me back? Let's listen to it once again. 17th, 6th, 2021. Hiruni. I heard there is an English camp in our school. I am interested in joining it with you after the exam. I came to your place yesterday to talk about it. But you were not at home. Can you please call me back? Charudya. Now let's look at another example. Page 44, activity 11. You are going to follow a computer diploma course at NIBM after the O-level examination. Write a note to your friend. Inviting him, her to join the course. Include the date, time of the commencement and the course fee. Write it in about 40 to 50 words. First, let's underline the keywords. Going to follow a computer diploma course at NIBM after the O-level examination. That will be our first key point. Next, your friend inviting him, her to join the course. Then, date, time of the commencement and the course fee. Okay, what is the course? A computer diploma course. Where are you going to follow it? At NIBM Kandy branch. When are you going to follow it? Yes, after the O-level exam. Okay, what else should be included? Date, time of the commencement. Daruvane, eki anne mema paatamalawa aarambha karana dinaya ha velawa. Api hitamu meya patan ganne 2022 janawari 5 wenida 8:30ta kiyala. Me waakya liyanne kohomada? The course will be commenced on the 5th of January 2022 at 8:30 a.m. The course will be commenced on the 5th of January 2022 at 8:30 a.m. Then the course fee. Patamala gastu. Apetamu patamala gastu rupial harida hikela. So, how do you write this? The course fee will be rupees 4000. The course fee will be rupees 4000. Now, let's write the whole note. 17th, 12th, 2021. Kasun. I am going to follow a computer diploma course at NIBM Kandy branch after the O-level exam. The course will be commenced on the 5th of January 2022. The course fee will be ₹4,000. I would like you to join the course. Please let me know if you wish to join the course. Ravindu. I will read it once again. 17th 12 2021. Kasun. I am going to follow a computer diploma course at NIBM Kandy branch after the O level exam. The course will be commenced on the 5th of January 2022 at 8:30 a.m. The course fee will be ₹4,000. I would like you to join the course. Please let me know if you wish to join the course. Ravindu. Shall I read it once again? 17th 12 2021. Kasun. I'm going to follow a computer diploma course at NIBM Kandy branch after the O-level exam. The course will be commenced on the 5th of January 2022 at 8:30 a.m. The course fee will be ₹4,000. I would like you to join the course. Please let me know if you wish to join the course. Ravindu. I hope you understood how to write a note with all the guidelines given. I wish you best of luck.